we left off yesterday, with the fact that the world of dust settled, we follow the view of the Bavli, that the real reason why one is not permitted to ride an animal on Shabbos and Yom Tov is examishum kotzeh. That's, of course, why we've been talking about it for the last couple of shiurim. And we also said that once we've ascertained that that's the real reason why ain rochon having the hema, and that is also the reason, of course, why you're not allowed to climb a tree. It's all the same thing. It's all gezeira mishum kotzer. Once we've identified that really the reason for both gezeiras is one and the same, then we can begin to extrapolate one from another. Certain chumras and kulas that we may find in one are going to become relevant in the other as well. So even though most of the time we don't have too many shadows in terms of riding actual animals on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but we do have issues relating to trees, and some of the halachas regarding what we are permitted to do on trees and not permitted to do on trees are going to be derived from the sugars of the behemoths. So if we go back to the 10th of the Ramakamas, where we just started at the very end of the year yesterday. So the Gemara had made an observation that this issa derabbanan of riding animals or leaning on animals and using animals was the source for a major conflict throughout the period of Bayis Sheni, whether one is permitted to do smicha and karbonos on Yom Tov. There are certain karbonos that you are allowed to bring on Yom Tov. The question is, should you do smicha or not? So on the one hand, there's mitzvah deraisa to lean on the carbon. On the other hand, there's an issa derabbanan to be riding, quote-unquote, leaning, whatever it is, using the animals. So should we lift this issa derabbanan and welcome the mitzvah not? That was a machlekes atzeron. So with that background, the Gemara makes a comment on the fourth line, the 10th of the Rambam Kamos, the middle of the line, Amar Rabbi Chama, Shema Mino, Smicha B'chol Kocha Bo'inan. Says Rabbi Chama, from the fact that there was such a machlekes for so many years, can you do smicha on Yom Tov or not? It's clear that the doing of smicha would be an otherwise violation of this is a derabbanan. There's no question that leaning on an animal would constitute a quote-unquote riding / using an animal. The question is, should we lift that is a derabbanan from a mitzvah? But everyone agrees that the act of smicha itself would have been theoretically problematic. Rabbi Chama says, therefore, we see from here something about the mitzvah of smicha. When you do smicha in a korban, so the Torah says v'samach yadam. So maybe v'samach yadam just means I take my hands, I touch, place it on the animal very lightly. And sure, it was yaitzi v'samach yadam. So you see from here that that's not true. You see that the mitzvah v'samach yadam means that you have to lean on the animal, you have to support your weight on the animal, all your koiches on the animal. Because if you're going to tell me that smicha doesn't require kol kocho, my kovit, lispo. So what's the issa derabbanan? There's no issa derabbanan just stop to touch an animal. The issa derabbanan is to lean on the animal. The issa derabbanan is to use the animals, to quote-unquote ride the animal. So if you hold that smicha doesn't require kol kocho, then there wouldn't have been any problem in the first place. What are the tanaim spending time, half a bayis sheni, arguing about whether you're allowed to smicha or not? There's no issa bechlal. So you see from here, says Rabbi Chama, you see a point about the mitzvah of smicha, that smicha requires kol kocho. So we see from this Gemara, from the shach v'tar of this Gemara, that the iser of roch for the guy behema, or leading on guy behema, is only violated if you actually support your weight, you support kol kocho. If you just merely touch it, that's not considered to be a problem. So that's what the poskim write when it comes to ein ola be'ilon as well. Even though the Gemara never says explicitly by climbing a tree, again, the premise of our whole discussion is that the two gezeiros are identical. So just as you're not allowed to support your whole weight on an animal, you're not allowed to support your whole weight in a tree as well. Let's say a person's walking, you're walking on the way, you want to tie a shoe, you know, you want to hop instead of one leg, you want to support yourself, you want to hold yourself up, so you lean against the tree. So the poskim write, that may be included in the gezeirah of ein ola be'ilon. Because if you're supporting yourself in such a way that they'll pull the tree away, you'll fall down. So the tree is basically supporting most of your weight. So that's a problem. That would be a violation of the Yisrael Rabbanan of quote unquote Ein Olin Be'ilon. I didn't climb the tree. That's called Ein Olin Be'ilon. That's called Mishtamish Be'ilon. That would be a problem. Then the Gemara continues. Another possible detail about the Isser of the Hema, which we're going to compare to trees. So if we skip down to the same Aramakam number 10, but it's towards the very end. It's the end of the third line from the bottom. Amra Papa. Papa says, Shema Mina Tzadadin Asurin. From the discussion of the Tanoim about leaning on animals in the Beis HaMikdash for Smicha, we can derive something else about the Yisad Dirabban of leaning, of using animals. That not only is one not allowed to lean or to use the animal proper, but one is not even permitted to use something which is on the side of the animal. So this is a whole Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, in Masechet Erevin. What if I have an animal, and instead of leaning or riding on the back of the animal like I would normally do, I'm supporting myself, I'm using something, I'm leaning on something which is only on the side of the animal. So that's what's called tzedad in halacha. It's machlokes in the Gemara. So our Papa says, l'chora, we could derive from this whole sugya that tzedad is a problem. Why? The isak that the tzedad mutarin. Because if you're going to tell me that tzedad is mutar, lismachat tzedad. Why do you have to do smicha on the proper part of the animal? Why don't you do smicha on the side of the animal? You do smicha on the head of the animal, whatever. So you do it, and not what you would actually ride. So you see from the fact that the Tanoim assumed that it was problematic. Again, maybe it's mutter in the basic mikdash as a special kula, but fundamentally leaning on the animal would be problematic. You see that tzedadin is also asur. Ravashi, Yom Ravashi says, no, filu teim tzedad mutar, called about igabe kigabe dami. So Ravashi says, no, that's not called tzedad of the animal. If you lean in any part of the animal standing on all fours, you put your hands on any part of the top part of the animal, that's not considered to be tzedad, that's considered to be the animal gufa, and therefore you cannot derive from here anything about the yisur of tzedadim. So Taka, what is the din of tzedadim? When we say that you're not allowed to support yourself on the animal, does that include the size of the animal as well? So in the 11th of the Mamre Kamos, so Tosfos points out, Rav Ashi, I'm a field tamer, tzedad mutar. Dichui bi'alma, just because Rav Ashi says you can't derive from here an isur on tzedadim, that's just a dichui. That's just saying, oh, by the way, from here you can't derive it. Tasvir le Rav Ashi, the perek, Vasa de Shabbos, I'm Rav Ashi, Hashi, that means tzedad asurin. No. So Rav Ashi himself on Kufnun Hay and Shabbos says that tzedad is asur. What Rav Ashi meant to say was, from this case, you can't derive that tzedadim is asur, because this is not called tzedadim, this is called the gufa animal. Tachlis, you might know what the din is, halacha l'maaseh, tzedadim is asur. So that's how we paskin. The Gemara concludes in Masechah Shabbos that we paskin a split about the issue of tzedadim on a behemah. That means, yes, you're not allowed to ride on the animal itself, and yes, you're not allowed to even support yourself on the sides of the animal, but the one thing that is mutter is what's called tzidei tzedadim. If it's twice removed, if it's not even the side of the animal, it's something which in turn is being supported by the animal, and now there's a second level, it's called tzidei tzedadim, so that's okay. So it's based on this sugya that the bar itself, and the Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch extrapolate, the same is true when it comes to trees. There's no question you're not allowed to lean on a tree itself. And there's no question we pass it to see that Elon is also. You're not allowed to support yourself on something that's coming out of a tree. So let's say, for argument's sake, you have a pole which is stuck into the tree. And I'm not going to lean against the tree. I'm going to lean against the pole. So that's also a problem. That's called tzedadim, and that's also. But what if I have something which is connected to the pole? So I'm not touching the tree. I'm nowhere near the tree. And I'm not even leaning on the pole. I'm leaning on item X, which is happens to be connected to the pole. That's called tzidei tzedadin, and that's how the Gemara says is mutter. So it's that halacha that tzedadin is also and tzidei tzedadin is mutter. The source of this discussion is the smicha of the Beis Hamikdash. We come up with real halacha l'maaseh conclusions based on that. A person wants to make a hammock, wants to make a swing, things like that, and connect it to trees. So you have to be very, very careful, because depending on how the thing is constructed, it may end up being a problem of tzedadim. So again, so to lean on the tree itself is a problem. To lean on something which is connected to the tree is a problem. To lean on something which in turn is connected to the tree, that's considered to be okay. So if a person wants, let's say, take a hammock and tie a hammock between two trees, you want to tie the hammock to the tree itself and then go into the hammock, that's a problem. Because since the hammock is tied to the tree, the hammock is tzedadin, and that's considered to be too close. That's called mishtamish be'ilah, and that's a problem. But if you stick a peg into the tree, and then you take a hammock and you tie it around the peg, so that l'char should be permissible. That's called tzidei tzedadin, and that should be okay. The poskim discussed, let's say if you have a swing set, and you tie the string of the swing around the tree, so maybe that should be okay. Because maybe I'm sitting on the seat. So maybe the seat is tzidei tzedadim. So the Shemesh Shabbos quotes many from the earlier post, and that's a problem. That when it comes to a swing set, it's almost one unit. That's the way it comes. You go to the store and you buy a swing set together with the chains. It's the same thing. So we view that as if you're using the tzedadim of the ilan itself, and that would be problematic. So you have to take a look at each case by case to see whether it would be appropriate to use something that's connected to the tree. I've seen. I walk through town, I see people with swings which are mamish connected literally to the trees, things that are mamish hanging onto the trees. So you have to be careful. Some of these things would be problematic.
What about like this? you have a string attached, and then you have like a giant tire, and they sit in the tire.
So you want to argue maybe that's better? That's closer to the hammock.
Well, because you made,
because there you mamish made it. Yeah. I mean, you mamish made it. So the string is considered to be the tzedadim. The tire is called the tzedadim. I don't know. I have to take a look.
Treehouses are mamishas.
Because that's worse than tzedadim. That ain't only be ilan mamish. That's the Mishnah Masechta Sukkah. The Mishnah says in Sukkah that in theory you can make a sukkah on top of a tree. Mamish make a tree sukkah. So the Mishnah says you could do that, but the ain't only beyantif. You have to use chalamayim. Use it for your trips, but you can't climb on it on Yom Tov, on Shabbos.
But it's supported on, if your sukkah is supported on the ground by a tree.
So then it depends. It depends how much the Mishnah discusses about. It's one of the walls of the sukkah, or no?
Let's assume that your wall was supported.
Right. So the Mishnah says it depends. If the sukkah would hold, if the whole sukkah would collapse if you would remove the tree, then that's considered to be leaning on the tree. I think that's a problem. And I have to take a look. There is an interesting application of this isser of using animals, using trees, that appears in the 12th of the Maamar Kamos. We alluded to this a little bit earlier, and it's interesting only because it's interesting in general, but it's more interesting because somebody called me with the shayla the other day about getting onto the plane before Shabbos. So actually the source of this discussion is really a Tosfos in the 12th of the Maamar Kamos. It must have Erevins, Mem Giblom and Aleph. So first Tosfos begins to discuss some Tchubin issues, then they get back to the Behemah part, the Ein Roch Nagai Behemah. So the Od Ratzah, the 12th of the Rav Kamos, the Od Ratzah Rashbam Lahatir, the Kanes Bekaron B'Shabbos, the Nachrim Alicha Uchutz Tatchum. The Rashbam thought that Meikar Adin, you could get into a carriage on Shabbos, on Shabbos, you can get into a carriage, and the non-Jew is going to be walking this carriage and leading you outside of the Tchum. Why isn't that a problem of going out of the Tchum? So this is the Rashbam that we alluded to yesterday. The Rashbam says that you only violate Tchumin if you're going in your own 2 feet. You are walking outside the Tchum. But if you are being pulled, you're being carried outside the Tchum, that's not considered to be a problem. The only thing is that even though the Rashbam holds that technically is not Osir, the Rashbam agrees that once the carriage stops, so you're considered to be someone who was Bo Michutz Tchum. You didn't violate Tchumin, but Tachlis, you're out of your Tchum. What's the significance of being out of your Tchum? That's the Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Erev and says, if a person ends up out of his tchum, whether he did it on purpose or not, tachas, now he's not allowed to budge. Now he's limited to dalad amos. Once he's outside of the tchum, so if he walks outside of his dalad amos, where he now landed, so that's going to be a further violation of going chutz to tchum. So that's what the Mishnah in the fourth paragraph of Erev speaks about. Let's say you have somebody who was taken by Einis, somebody kidnapped somebody, and they took him outside of the tchum, and then he gets away. I mean, if it's Pekuach Nefesh, you can run back. I'm assuming that's not Pekuach Nefesh anymore. So they took him and they dropped him outside of the Tchum, and then they left. So the Mishnah says he's not allowed to go. Chutz Adar Amos. It wasn't his fault. He didn't mean to. He was an honest. It's true. He was an honest up until this point. But right now, if he continues to walk out of Adar Amos, he's considered to be continuing walking outside the Tchum. So the Rashbam said, that even though the person went into the carriage beheter, because according to the Rashbam, you're technically allowed to do that. But he says that once you arrive outside of the tchum, then you wouldn't be able to budge. So it's because of that consideration that the Rashbam backed out from his psak. V'chazabo. So the Rashbam changed his mind about the psak. He had this big famous kula that you're allowed to go into a carriage on Shabbos and be transported by the non-Jew and not to be concerned with tchum. And then he said it's not true. You know why? B'shem shema yifku bo listim o'shem yishech v'yeirei v'ein velo d'arba amos. So comes the Rashbam and says that it's just very, very poor policy to let a person get into a carriage on Shabbos. In theory, is mutter, but you're setting yourself up for a problem. Because what's going to happen? The carriage is going to stop at some point. Or the carriage is going to get held up by the robbers. Something's going to happen along the way. And something's going to happen along the way, you're inevitably going to get off the carriage. To tell the guy to get onto the carriage Friday night and don't budge for 24 hours is unlikely, the Rashbam says. You're going to have stop to get gas, huh? Stop for a break, whatever it is. The odds are that something's going to go wrong, and therefore you're setting the person up for violating his tchum. He's going to get up and start spazzering around outside in the carriage parking lot, and then he's going to end up violating the yisur of tchum and going outside of Dalat Ham. So therefore the Rashbam, Lamaisa changed his mind. So even though in theory he thought it was okay, Lamaisa changed his mind. V'emiri, then the Ri was already next generation later, he was the Ri was the nephew of the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rashbam were brothers, and they had a sister also, and that sister was the mother of the Ri. So V'emiri, the Afiruli Kadis Babi Erev Shabbos also. So the Ri disagreed with his uncle, and he said, no, it's not true. Not only is my uncle not right that he thought you were allowed to get onto the carriage on Shabbos itself, you're not even allowed to get onto the carriage on Friday. Why? The Dafka Ay, but the Mishnah say Beferish, you're allowed to get onto a boat on Friday. The Mishnah speak about the Tanoim riding on boats on Shabbos and Yontif. No. The Dafka Besvina Sharli Kadosh Be'er Shabbos. He says, on Friday or earlier in the week, whenever the case is, you're allowed to get onto a boat in theory. Why? Because once you get onto the boat before Shabbos, you're not going to get off the boat in Shabbos. The boat's going for a week. So you're going from Meretz to Rome. You're going on a 10-day cruise. So you're not budging anywhere. Aval hocha kevin di efshel leiret asar. As over here, by a carriage. So a carriage, it's normal to stop. A boat doesn't stop in the middle of the ocean, but a carriage stops all the time. So how can you set up a situation where you're inevitably going to set yourself up for a problem? So whereas the Rashbam also took that into consideration, and he said, okay, so we won't let you get into the carriage on Shabbos. The Ri said, forget it, you can't even get into the carriage on Friday. So he says, Miu, says the Ri, if that's true what I just said, that the only reason why you're allowed to get onto a boat on before Shabbos is because there's no fear of stopping in the middle. What if it's a boat that's planning on docking on Shabbos? We have new chumra. You're not allowed to get onto the boat if you think it's going to stop on Shabbos. Miu besvina ein lo lahachmir. Afilu nizdamin lo yabasha shiyachol eireid lo plug rabbanu besvina. So he says, no. Says the Ri, when it came to boat rides, so generally speaking, a boat ride is more than 24 hours. So a boat ride, at least in those days, a boat ride is more than 24 hours. It's usually not stopping by island by island, not a cruise in the Caribbean. So since the boat is probably going to go for more than 24 hours, the Yifa Chazal permitted you to get onto the boat from before Shabbos. But when it comes to a carriage, it's stop and go, stop and go, stop and go. It's normal to go less than 24 hours. So then you can't even get onto the boat because we're afraid. So you can't even get onto the carriage. When you get onto the carriage, next thing you know, you're going to get off the carriage.
Yeah, it's a spaceship too.
Right? It's in theory. Yeah. Okay, right. You get into something that's it's not stopping in the middle to spazier. So this is a response to what this fellow asked me about the plane. I couldn't let him get on the plane for other reasons. You can't take a flight. Gets on the plane on Friday. He's going to stop in Shabbos and sit in the plane for 12 hours. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. But according to this Ri, this would be a real problem. According to the Ri, that this is exactly what Chazal didn't want you to do. This is exactly why you can't get onto the carriage. Even though in theory, the fact that while the plane is flying, you're not technically, quote unquote, going outside the tchum because the plane is taking you and you're not actually going. Again, according to, if that's far as correct. But once the plane lands, so then your mamish could be in a pickle. You won't be able to budge. And to tell the guy to expect him to stand the plane, even if Naniach will be able to somehow pull that off to stand the plane, it's just not, it's not good for many other reasons. But this is mamish the suya that the Ri was talking about. The ode, and then the Ri comes up with a punchline. This is the relevance for us, so I give you ode. In behema manig bekaron pshita diosa lishtamish balichayim shem yachtach zmoira, says the Ri, forget about all the tchubinish, forget about everything. Who is causing this carriage to move? It's an animal. So the animal, the goy is riding. The goy's not carrying the carriage. When in India, where do they carry the guys carry the carriages on their backs? So the non-Jew is man, okay. So it's the non-Jew who's pushing who's hitting the animal. The animal's going. So comes the Ri and says, that's a separate problem. Shabbi Yachtam Zemari says, you've been mishtabish b'alchai, you've been using an animal. So that's for sure a problem. Unless one argues, what do you mean Shabbi Yachtam Zemari? I'm sitting in the carriage in the back. It's the guy who's leading, sitting on the horse. He's the one who's going to hit the animal. Maybe that's why the Rashbam wasn't so concerned. Some of the Rashbam wasn't so concerned because of that. But the Ri says, no, it's also included in this issa. So tachas, the bottom line is you can't go in the carriages. You can't go in the carriage on Shabbos. You can't go in the carriage on Friday in Manhattan, Central Park, whatever it is. I was in Manhattan the other night with my kids. So so all of a sudden they decided we have to go in a carriage ride in Central Park. I said, yeah. So he said, no, it's not so big, not so expensive. I said, go ask the guy how much it is. So my kids come running back, oh, it's only $100. It's only, you have $100? Only $100 to go for 3 minutes around Central Park. We were fat on that. So I was thinking about this, about the reason.
Why isn't there a mirror l'nachri?
Yeah, a different shot. Maybe it should be also about some mirror l'nachri. So less one argues that maybe there's some kind of a tzarech mitzvah, tzarech panos, maybe some kind of a reason that would be matir a mirror l'nachri, because a mirror l'yakvam on a d'rabbanan, going outside of the chumash on a d'rabbanan. So you got to come tonight. The Wednesday night shiur is about when we matir a mirror l'yakvam. So come tonight, we're going to talk about this a little bit, about a mirror l'yakvam on a d'rabbanan.
They have these guys that have bicycles that carry in the basket.
You mean that would means I would say it's the same as going on a regular bicycle. So technically, going on a bicycle is not really a malacha. So I mean, there's an error. You know, to be carrying a bicycle, it's not technically a malacha, but it's considered to be something that's so of the duchol. We assume the bicycles are off or absolutely off limits on Shabbos. We consider that to be an absolute of the duchol. The only possible way of maybe being mounted a bicycle is if a doctor has to drive. It's better for if a doctor is able to go on a bike rather than to drive, so then we would say it's better to ride a bike than to drive driving. Is that there, Isa? Assuming he can't get it going, whatever the case is, whatever the scenario is. But again, this is assuming that there's time on your side. So I prefer a bicycle rather than a car. But again, under normal circumstances, we wouldn't be mad.
But if a non-Jew is, he's on the bike and you're sitting there.
Yeah, again, it's more Rosh Hashanah, it's over the whole. It's just a weekday kind of activity, even though technically speaking, it would be okay. We touched a little bit on our chauffeur Shiloh back from South America about the chauffeur. Remember the Shiloh with the chauffeur? About those teenagers. U.S. with Shiloh, was about 10 years ago. from some South American country, these teenagers, brother and sister, who would be coming from, and they wanted to go to a shul for Rosh Hashanah. And then the closest shul was like 20 miles away or something. So they wanted to know, can they have their family chauffeur? The only reason I remember the shot is the chauffeur to the chauffeur. That was the joke. Can you have the family chauffeur drive them shvos to shvos from Achamitz? So we said no. At the time, the psach was that even though technically speaking, maybe it's mutter, but it's a kind of a thing that's such a zilzal Shabbos, it creates such a uproar. The psach said, come that the rabbi is going to be. It's going to be in the South American newspaper. Rabbis in, I don't know if we'll make it to the newspaper, but South, rabbis in New York permit driving to synagogue on Sabbath and holidays. So that's probably not such a good psach to get out.
What about a long train ride that you go before Shabbos?
You say again, if it has the kinds of considerations that the train stops all the time, so then the chari, that would be all the same fears that we have in terms of the carriage at the Riyasei.
But
it's a kind of a train, it's like a boat. It's literally like a boat. I don't know. Think about it. I don't know. The other consideration is that the other question is, why isn't the boat a problem of tchumit? Why isn't it just a problem of going out of tchum? So we said the Rosh Hashanah Sprat because the boat is carrying you. So others discuss the sugi b'sechas eruvin, what's called ein tchum l'malam yasara, that the boat is more than 10 tefachim off the ground in the water. So maybe that's the reason why there's no tchum, which is helpful for planes, but that may or may not help for trains. Trains are not, I don't know how high off the ground the trains are, or your car is, whatever it is. Okay.
So there's a low plug in here. It doesn't matter if there are trees anywhere in the vicinity, right? There's
the yeah, for sure. The last of the Mamakomos, the 13th of the Mamakomos. So the Rashbam was, I mean, the other Rishonim, but later Rishonim were bothered with this Rashbam, because the Rashbam let you go in the carriage, presumably ignoring that last consideration of Shemiyach Tach Zemora. So we thought, well, maybe the reason why the Rashbam ignored it was because, how are you going to be Chotek to Zemora? Somebody else is leading the animal. So the Mordechai suggests a different part. The Mordechai says in the 16th of the Mamakomos, so it's a Gos Mordechai in Maseches Erevin Vim Toimar for Rashbam. Eich Sakadai Techaleches BeKaron B'Shabbes. How did the Rashbam even think? It's a Havamina. You're allowed to go on a carriage on Shabbos. In the end, he backed out from it for technical reasons. But what was even the Havamina? B'Mishtamish B'Alechayim. The person is using the Balchai. He's using the animal, which was the reason ultimate to rejection of the Rashbam. So this says the Mordechai, maybe this is a throwback to what we spoke about before, that even though tzidei abehema is osur, but tzidei tzedadim is in fact mutter. You're not allowed to ride on the animal itself, and you're not allowed to ride on something that's on the direct sides of the animal, but you are allowed to ride on something which is twice removed from the animal. V'dofnei abehema havalei tzedadim. So says the Mordechai, that maybe the sides of the animal are considered to be like the size, like the tzidei ha'ilon. And now the carriage is considered to be like a situation of tzidei tzedadim. So maybe that's why the Rosh Hashanah is matter, which of course pushes back to the Ri. Why is that also then? So somehow the Ri understood it's all considered to be the same thing as all. So vasachas, it's not considered to be tzidei tzedadim.
The animal's still working, even if it's tzidei tzedadim. It would be a different category of Isser. It wouldn't be like,
So Shri's Beim we're not so worried about. First of all, it's the guy's animal. So Shri's Beim is only on my animal, not somebody else, not on the guy's animal. And that's also a question, is that called carrying? When we spoke about it, is that called it's only carrying? Carrying is not really an Isser for Chaynos Esatzmo. Right, we spoke about the Beis Yosef, right. So again, so getting back to the story, so some wanted to defend the Shri's Rashbam to say that somehow this is the equivalent Tzidei Tzedadim, and therefore Tzidei Tzedadim would be mutter. So again, you have a lot of factors that were being thrown around in terms of being potentially being mat this story in terms of riding on the carriage. But the mice, at the end of the day, obviously no one's going to be riding in this carriage. There is one last akuda that the Mordechai points out at the end of this piece, the end of the 13th piece, where he raises a question about our very sugya. You know, we've been talking really about two sugyas that have come together, both Gezeiros Mishum Koitzer. One is the Isser of riding on the animal, and the other is the Isser of climbing the tree. And finally, the conclusion of the Gemara was, they're both also Gzeim Hashem Yachtach Zemora. So the Mordechai throws a question that's from left field, in the end of the 13th Maamar Komos, the middle of the, it's the fourth line from the bottom, first word line is Behema. So in the middle of that line of Yim Taimar, Umatzarech L'taima Dein Olam Be'ilon Shem Yitlosh, we got Behema Shem Yikdom. Why does the Gemara in Beitza, where we started the sugya with last week, why do we have to come up to these new gezeiras? You can't climb the tree gezeira this, you can't climb you can't ride the animal gezeira that. Tepuk Leg Demishtamish B'mechumur Balchai. Yes, the Mordechai, there's a different reason why you can't climb the tree. There's a different reason why you can't ride the animal. Because you're being mishtamesh, you're using an animal, and you're using a tree. So that should be the problem. That should be the reason why it's awesome. So all the other posts can be asking the Mordechai, what exactly was the question? What Isra is there to use a tree, and what Isra is there to use an animal? It's circular reasoning. The reason why you can't use a tree and you can't use an animal is because we're afraid. So what kind of a funny question is this? So obviously the Mordechai understood fundamentally different from the way we've been understanding the whole sugya. The Mordechai understood there was a starting point of the sugya before the Mishnah even opened up. There was a starting point that the sugya was, of course you can't ride an animal. Of course you can't climb a tree. The animal is muktza, and the tree is muktza. It's mishtamish b'davar muktza. You're using something which is off limits. Forget about gezeira shem yiktzar. The animal proper is not mutter to be moved. The tree itself is not. If you lean on the tree, you're moving the tree a little bit. You're moving the branches a little bit. So of course it's also. What do you have to come on to? Why is the Mishnah have to come on? The Gemara has to come on to the whole story gezeira mishum koitzer. Tepukle, it's also mishum mishtamish b'mechubar u'mishtamish b'balchai. So it seems like a very strange question. Most of the other Rishonim were not bothered with this question, and everybody jumps on the Mordechai, but the Mordechai seemed to be understanding that there's an Isser in between the lines that we haven't even addressed. So he says, Sataka, why does the Gemara have to come to left field to new Isserim? So the Yeshloima says, the Mordechai, lo havi ki misura de Rabbanan, kedisa perke in darshin, So the way the Acharonim touch up with the Mordechai seems to be saying is as follows. That Isser of Mukta, that's true, Isser of Mukta, that's enough of a reason to Asar climbing a tree, enough of a reason to Asar going on an animal, but that's a much lower level Isser de Rabbanan. That kind of an Isser de Rabbanan, we would not have suspended in the midst of smich and the Mason Mikdash for. Remember the Gemara said, "Al te shvus kalav yanecha." This issur of riding an animal is so chomer, don't take it lightly. What do you mean don't take it lightly? So the Mordechai seems to be learning that Rabbi Yochanan is addressing the following. If the issur of riding an animal would have only been muktzah is not from the highest level of Isurim Durabanan, and forget, it's not going to lead to their ISIS. If you violate Mukta, if I touch money on Shabbos, if I touch a tree on Shabbos, touch an animal on Shabbos, that's not going to lead to any Isurim Durabanan. That's a general low level Isur Durabanan of Tiltu Mukta. That kind of Isur clearly would have been lifted in the base of Mikdash for the Mitzvah of Smicha. Rabbi Yechlin's punchline one is, don't think that the Isser of riding an animal is such a low level Isser. It's a very high level Isser. And what's so high about the level Isser that it now is? Now it's a Gezeira Shema Yitzar. There are different Yisurim Durabbanan. There are some things that are also in the Rabbanan. Stop. They don't fit into Shabbos properly. They don't spur the Shabbos. The Tichet Yisrael, the Dechols, books, and things like that. Then there are other Yisurim Durabbanan which are direct cause and effect. If you do X, that's going to lead you to do Y, to do Malacha Ploni. So if you ride an animal on Shabbos and Yom Tov and you're only worried about Mukta, if you think the only reason why you can't lead an animal is because of Mukta, we would have easily lifted that Isser, B'mokom, the mitzvah of Smichas HaKarbonos. It's Dafka because there's a second dimension, which is much more Chomer, which is a Gezeira Atu Kaitzer. That's the punchline of the Isser. That's what prevents us from doing it in the Beis HaMikdash itself. But now, when Mamash Ola dust settles, if we ask ourselves, tachlis, bottom line, why can't you ride an animal on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So we have at least four different reasons flying around. So the main reason, which we thought the primary reason, is Gezeira Shema Yachla, Gezeira Shem Kaitse, which is why we're talking about the sugya now again. But according to the Mordechai, there was another reason in the background that sometimes would also be true, namely the shot of Tiltu Mukta or Mishtamish B'Alechayim. Then we had the Rishamu that said it's a Shvisas Behema problem. But even within the Rishamu, we had two versions. We had the Beis Yosef's version of the Rishamu, it's Shvisas Behema because of Malach of carrying. And even though Chayinos is Atzmo, it's still a quote-unquote problem of Shvisas Behema, even though it's not a real Malacha. Then we had the Magen Avraham's version of the Rishamu, that it's an Isser Shvisas Behema Ato Tchumin, because the animal is going to be violating Tchumin by walking out of the Tchum. That's going to be the quote-unquote Isser Shvisas Behema. So we have at least four different reasons. Two possibilities with the Rishamu, one with Feresh of the Bava, and the Mordechai throws another one in the left field that was in between the lines. So I think we could say without any quicker semen than the sugars of the animals now, we could say without any shilas, one cannot run animals and chabs and Yom Tov. Why? What? How this touches on so many different permutations in Halacha. There's a lot of lumdus, a lot of Torah here, but at the end of the day, the Mishnah stands, and Rochel Gavi Behema, and I guess as we started with the Chanukah part, we could end with the Chanukah part, that the Gemara says that Chazal was so serious about this Isser, and the days of the Yavanim, when they saw somebody violating this Isser, the Rabbanan, the Beis Din went in and they gave the person Skila, Shalom and Adin, even though he wasn't really Chayv Skila, but it was such a blatant violation of Chil Shabbos. It was such a Yaduim before some that you're not allowed to ride animals on Shabbos. That's such an outright act of Chil Shabbos. So in a situation of a Rosh Hashanah, in order to strengthen Shmir Shabbos, they went ahead and they were mocking about Engine Shalom Min Adin. Hopefully, Mitzvah Shabbat on Friday, so we'll start the next Malacha. We'll have to Mitzvah Shabbat Malacha Ma'amir, so hopefully we'll have the Malacha come actually.